You realize that if somebody wanted to build self-replicating bioterrorism weapons in their own, you know, basement lab or whatever, they could just say, no, I'm working on a vaccine. Working on a vaccine, and it's not a weapon, it's an antigen. It's an antigen, yeah. It's designed to help people, yeah. Not to harm people, but to help people so that their bodies recognize the antigen and then defend against it, because that's the narrative of the mRNA vaccine industry. They are building biological weapons, calling them antigens, they are building mRNA instructions to hijack your body's cells to make your body build biological weapons. That's the more accurate way to state that. And then they're calling those weapons antigens, and then they're claiming that this is all about protecting you. It is straight up simply a bioterrorism distribution platform. They're turning human beings into walking bioterrorism, bioweapons factories. And they're doing this with full knowledge of what they're doing. And that's why I say it's not just time to shut down the FDA and the CDC and, frankly, you know, half of HHS, etc. It's time to criminally prosecute the people who were involved in this, from the CEOs of the pharmaceutical companies to the regulators that pushed this and covered up the truth about the 82% miscarriage rate caused by the COVID vaccine during the first trimester of pregnancy. I mean, they knew. Fauci knew. They all knew. They covered it up. They need to be prosecuted, charged with mass murder, charged with crimes against humanity, because they are guilty. They did this on purpose. Now, you probably already know that I run a science lab, but of course, we don't do any kind of genetic sequencing. We don't do protein synthesis. We don't mess with mRNA instructions. You know, we test for heavy metals and pesticides and herbicides and dioxins, basically food contaminants. That's our specialty. So I don't even know how to go about doing, you know, genetic synthesis. I have no idea. That's just not my wheelhouse. But somebody else out there could easily do this, especially even potentially with the help of just, you know, little AI consulting. It's like, yeah, how do I put together this RNA sequence? You know, I mean, no, seriously, the equipment to do this is apparently not that complex. It would cost a lot less than what I've spent in my lab on, you know, mass spec instrumentation. Like, somebody who really wanted to build biological weapons today could probably do so. But the thing is, we already have companies doing that. They're called vaccine companies. We already have bioterrorism. You know, the FDA is pushing it. The CDC, the HHS, they're all pushing it. The government is the bioterrorist. So it's like, you can't scare me thinking, well, what if some rogue mad scientist started coming up with bioweapons in his basement? Yeah, it's already happening at the pharmacy, dumbass. I mean, the doctor's already the bioterrorist. They're pushing this on everybody. They're turning grandma into a walking bioweapons factory. That's what happens when, you know, mRNA takes over your cells, takes over the protein synthesis of the ribosomes and starts pushing out alien proteins. So, yes, all those involved in that right now in Big Pharma, in my opinion, should be arrested and charged with bioterrorism. Because think about it. They have total legal immunity. They have no quality control guardrails at all. They can build something, anything. They just call it a vaccine. Doesn't even have to be a vaccine. They can build anything they want that kills anyone they want, and they get away with it. So if you think about it, this is really government-sanctioned and total legal immunity for bioterrorism. So, you know, imagine if there was some lone mad scientist bioterrorist working in his mad, like, Green Goblin basement or something. If that bioterrorist was daydreaming one day, and I sure wish the government would give me legal immunity for all the bioweapons, you know. That would sound crazy, except they already did that. They did that for Big Pharma. They gave them legal immunity. They're like, yeah, pretty much free pass. Just kill anyone you want, you know. Just Make any vaccine, anything you want, any concoction, any genetic code overriding. We'll call it a vaccine. We'll give you legal immunity. Just make sure you distribute it. Just, you know, kill as many people as you can. That's the government's desire, obviously, because we're living in the age of accelerated extermination of human populations. Massive depopulation is underway. And they just figure that the easiest way to trick, especially older people, is to tell them, you know, it's a bad flu season. You know, you need a flu shot. And just line them up and inject them with bioweapons. And then they go home and some of them die themselves within, you know, 2 weeks. And the ones that don't die are shedding bioweapons all over the other people who refuse to get jabbed. And so this is how they can kill the unjabbed, which is a, you know, a key benefit in the minds of these nefarious globalists who are pushing towards human depopulation. And of course, they recruit doctors, they pay doctors, pay them off. Some doctors will earn over $1 million in a year just pushing jabs that kill people. They don't care. They don't mind. I mean, half these doctors are insane, you know, cult-like psychopaths anyway. Although I recognize there are good doctors out there. There are actual, you know, well-meaning physicians who mostly they are opposed to these vaccine mandates and things like that. But there are also some really, truly evil doctors out there. You know, it's a mixed bag. And some of them just want to jab and harm as many people as possible. Like, that is their seemingly their goal. And they're capable of doing it. So keep all that in mind. I'm Mike Adams. You can follow my work at brightvideos.com. You can also follow my articles at naturalnews.com. And I have a new course coming out soon. It's free, that will teach you how to use nutrition to protect yourself from vaccine fallout, as well as ionizing radiation fallout. And that's a course on genetic survival. That's life-saving information. You'll definitely want to check it out. So thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Take care.
Stock up on the long-term storable Ranger Bucket Set. 536 servings of clean organic superfoods for your survival pantry. Certified organic and lab tested for purity. Order now at healthrangerstore.com.